A guy in Florida named Augustus Sol Invictus is a 32-year-old lawyer who changed his given name. Won't say what his real name is, but it's the Latin phrase means majestic, unconquered son.
Oh.
He is running for U.S. Senate, but he may lose a few votes after admitting that
I'm voting for him now.
Well, he went out to the desert 2 years ago, sacrificed a goat as part of a pagan ritual,
right,
and then drank its blood.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He did it right. That's commitment to your religion.
That's true. At least you know he's dedicated.
If you vote for him, you have to mark it in blood.
Oh.
Just so you know.
But checkmate.
How much crazier is that than every politician who says that they either speak with God or they know this is what God's will would want? I mean, it's the same thing. It's just a little bit more extreme.
I'm going to be able to kill an animal in this one.
I'm looking for that big Satan vote.
Oh, yeah.
People that love Satan.
Satanist.
He's going to have Iron Maiden play his party and stuff. Yeah, so there you go. If you want to vote for Augustus Sol Invictus, maybe you can drink some goat blood with him. Adrian Wiley, who we had on, really does not like this guy.
No,
like,
why?
Because he's nuts.
Well, he's on line one.
Not his words.
Right, right. Augustus?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Now, I just assume this is you. I have no way really to verify it, but I'm going to believe you anyway.
That's true.
You are a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and now did somebody dig this story out on you, or did you bring this up in the news recently?
No, I didn't bring it up at all. Somebody had leaked it from the OTO to Adrian Wiley. So that's how he got that.
So this is a... why does Adrian not like you?
Adrian doesn't like me because of my religion. I'd asked him for help back when I began my campaign, and he told me to get out of the Libertarian Party and go start a party based on my religion. He didn't want anything to do with me.
Why? Why do you think that is?
I really don't know. I think maybe he's just uncomfortable with paganism, or maybe it's just Belima specifically, but he's always hated it, and he's hated me because of it.
Give me a little bit of a background on the pagan religion. I mean, how often are you actually sacrificing animals and drinking the blood?
Yeah, well, it's not a commonplace thing, man. That was a pretty extreme event. We don't do that often. And like I said, that was Thanksgiving just for letting me survive out in the wilderness, because I'm not, you know, a wilderness survivalist. I'm just a guy from the city, so I probably should have died out there. But, no, I don't go killing animals, you know, once a week or anything like that.
Now, you're not a loon. I mean, he's a 32-year-old gentleman who is a lawyer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So, you have to have some size brain to go through law school and now to seek office. Do you know that when you're doing that may harm your political career?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're dealing with an American electorate that is predominantly Christian, they are going to be uncomfortable about pagan religion. At the same time, I mean, all this media controversy has gotten me on the map, so now everybody knows, and that's really good for the campaign.
Well,
double-edged sword.
I agree. Any publicity is good publicity, but in my mind, all I hear is, you know what I mean? That's all I think about is the goat getting murdered. And I don't care. I mean, I got hunt and stuff, but
a good way, I think a good way to get in front of it is a lot like whenever they asked Clinton, he said yes, but I didn't inhale. Yeah. I mean, he could easily say, who hasn't killed a goat?
Right,
blood?
That's true.
We've all done that.
It's very much Wolverine.
I think the more brutal thing is, you know, all the wars in the world that we're waging right now, and the drug war here, and there are a million injustices, and I think this is clearly wagging the dog on all of that, because I'm calling out the government. So they say, oh, well, look, you killed a goat, but how many people just died in Afghanistan last week, you know?
Yeah, you're right, and they tend to pick the one, like, there are plenty of candidates who may be overqualified to take the job of president, but if you could find one weird thing in their background, that could ruin their whole candidacy.
Yeah, yeah. So we place an importance on a clean background and being the blandest guy in the race. Well, you know, if there's anything colorful about that person, he could be the most qualified person in the world, but they're going to crucify him for it.
I kind of liked Adrian Wiley when he was running for governor. It started out the opposite when I said to him, I was like, ugh, you're wasting time. He had like 1,700 followers on Twitter. And I'm like, now you're just wasting people's time and money. But then when I got to know him and we had him in the studio, I thought, all right, maybe this guy actually, he had some great ideas and he actually had an idea of how he wanted to get things accomplished, unlike a lot of candidates who just spit things out there. He needed some better suits, I thought. He needed to appear a little bit more political. But I'm surprised that he's so against you.
Yeah, I don't know. And this has caught everyone by surprise because he seemed to be a true blue libertarian. And then as soon as he starts heading the party again this year, he just went AWOL, and he's lost a lot of respect from everyone in the libertarian community, except his more rabid followers.
And this seems like right up the libertarian alley, like, you know, freedom of doing whatever you want, freedom of religion. You want to go out there and drink a goat's blood, drink it up.
Right, right. You would think so. And they all claim to be for freedom of religion, but they're the first to turn on you when the media starts hitting too hard.
Now, how did you become a pagan?
I've been a pagan since I was 13.
What did you see, like an Ozzy video or something? You're like, I want to do that.
Probably Marilyn Manson had something to do with it, I'm sure.
Yeah?
It's been so long that I just don't know anymore. There was a book, though, called The Occult of History, and that probably had something to do with it, too.
Now, I'm not that religious of a guy anymore. I was raised Catholic, but I start to think as I'm getting older and logic sets in, which I hope that a person running for office bases most of their decisions on logic, that you out there killing goats and drinking blood and making, you know, worshiping the sun and all that is, you know, that's kind of nonsense.
It might seem weird to little people. I would debate that it's nonsense, but...
But, like, nobody like in the clouds... Nobody in the clouds is like, oh, good, he killed a goat. Well, we thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you
know, like, you know,
yeah, nobody really anywhere when it was, like, appreciative that you did that, especially not the goat.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we tend to anthropomorphize natural forces. Modern paganism, I think, is more aware of the fact that these things are not people up on Mount Olympus. So it's not as silly as our history teachers make it seem.
There is something that says you did a fireside chat on your U.S. debate or U.S. Senate campaign Facebook page where you explain some of your early statements, but you use an English accent for some reason. Why the English accent?
I don't know, man. They say I have an English accent. They say I sound like Bane. They say I sound like JFK. They say I sound like a Southern gentleman. No one can really pin my accent, but, I mean, I've learned a few different languages. I've grown up all over the country, and I just have a muddled accent because of it. So when
Do you slip into, like, a character?
No, like, when you're mad or something, you know, anyone with another language under their belt, like, when they start getting angry or passionate, that accent starts coming out, and then there's nothing you can do to hide it. Except speaking really slowly, which I don't do.
All right, hold on. I want to hear it. I want to see what it sounds like.
Not reason, not love of country, not enlightenment, or even well-informed opinion that has caused so many to attack their fellow Americans. I have been attacked by members of my own party.
Oh, come on. You turn into Harry Potter in there.
Yeah.
Have you ever been...
I'm a big fan of Harry Potter.
You got to admit...
Voldemort, I don't know.
As a Kennedy, you have to admit that that is a full-on accent.
Yeah, no, it definitely is an accent.
But that didn't slip. You have to put that on. You don't slip into, like, every once in a while when I'm yelling at somebody, you get a little bit of New York slips back into me. But I'm never like, hello, go on out to the side, I'm punching in the face. That's what you did.
No, man, I don't see it as English. So.
Hold on, let me hear a little bit.
Hear different things.
Let me hear a little bit more. Hold on.
Eugenics and my perceived hostility toward women and racial minorities. I've been attacked for declaring that I was born for a great war. These things are true, and they are not true, and they are half true.
Huh.
I understand the talk of paganism and warfare is frightening to the common mind, and it is for this reason that I grant you the following explanations, that your fears may be allayed, our cause strengthened.
I'm telling you right now, I imagine you're dressed as a vampire with a bunch of other vampires behind you, and you're talking to the townspeople, and they better do what you say, or you're going to drink their blood.
Well, that is probably the most dramatic vision I've heard yet, but I like it. I like it.
In that clip, he mentions that there's going to be a great war, which from the 2013 letter that you wrote to the students at DePaul College, you said that that new war would start in May, on the new moon of May back in 2013. So are we already in that second great American Civil War, as you called it?
I think we are, quite honestly. I think the government's been waging war on its citizens for probably about 40 years now, at least, with the war on drugs. I think people are starting to wake up to it, finally.
speaking your English accent, I'll pay attention to more. When you do it, it draws me in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it has the theatrics.
Yeah.
We are waging a civil war with the governor.
War on drugs.
I like that better. What do you say we ride this wave of publicity and you come in here on Friday and we kill another goat? Let's just ride it out. We're here now.
Hey, man. Sounds good with me.
Where do you go get a goat?
You know, you can go on the internet and find pretty much anything these days.
Matt from Hornblasters has goats.
No, he raises though. You can't kill one of his goats.
Dark web. We can get one off the dark web.
I'm sure I can go to Plant City and get one.
Child off the dark web.
No, I don't want to kill a kid. Let's get a goat. Christ.
My bad.
Were you killing the parking lot? That generates ratings. I learned that from other shows. Would you be willing to sacrifice another goat?
I mean, if the occasion called for it, certainly, but I don't go hacking animals to death willy-nilly.
No. I mean, like, as a pagan thank you. Like, not as a... we're going to say thanks, you know? Spanish, why don't you do it with them?
Yeah,
you got a lot to be thankful for.
Oh, yeah, I've got so much.
And maybe do that. Maybe have the big sacrifice out in the parking lot.
Right.
And do you eat it afterward, or do you just drink the blood? You can't eat goat, right?
You can eat goat.
Certainly eat goat. Yeah, sure.
Drink some goat blood.
A lot of the world eats goat.
Yeah. This part of this my world ain't eating
right.
Goat. What if we have you do like maybe a lamb.
Yeah, we can have some lamb. Heroes.
And I'll have Frankie from Cafe Chibo out there to cook it up after you guys sacrifice it. So now we're feeding the people. Listen.
Like Jesus.
Yeah. Augustus. Augustus will be able to. He's a man of the people. He will sacrifice the sheep and then feed it to the people. He's a man already providing food for the people.
Yeah, might as well feed 5,000 at a time.
I like this guy, man.
Single sheep.
You should go right for president. I'm going for you.
So there's some stuff written here as well, and I'm assuming you wrote this because it has your name at the bottom of it, but it's also written in Old English. It says, hear ye me, my final words in peacetime. I have prophesied for years that I was born for a great war, that if I did not witness the coming of the second American Civil War, I would bring it. I would begin it myself. Did you write this?
Yeah, I wrote the whole thing.
And then it's signed off, war be unto the ends of the earth. So you're even writing in an accent.
Well, I write with style, I'd like to say.
Okay. Do you use a big quill and some ink when you're writing that?
Sorry?
Do you use like a big quill, like a feather and ink?
I do have a quill pen.
Nice.
And a bottle of ink.
From a feather in which he plucked off of a bald eagle. Hey, listen, I like you. Any candidate who's willing to talk about his whole life without trying to hide anything is certainly somebody that I'm interested in.
I do have a quick question about the spiritual journey.
Yes.
I know that it was a 2,500-mile walk from the Mojave Desert to Orlando. How long did that take you?
It took about 3 or 4 weeks, actually. So I had blocked off maybe 5 or 6 months, but, you know, you keep walking down the road, especially once you get to the highway, and people just start pulling over and offering you food and giving you everything and drinks, and I got money for a hotel once, people giving me rides here and there. There are a lot of people in this country who are really, really willing to help someone in need.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that until I got on the road.
And then that's what sparked you to sacrifice the goat.
Oh, the whole way. He was like, I'm going to kill that goat when I get there.
It showed that he thanked the gods for surviving by sacrificing the goat, not the people who gave you money for a hotel room.
Right. Well, I'm glad you didn't sacrifice.
I'm so hungry I could eat a goat.
I have a guy in line, too, who says he would like to be part of your campaign. Stand by. Go ahead. You're on with Augustus.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Abo. You're on with Augustus Invictus.
Yes, I'm thinking about drinking blood, but I also like goat's milk. Now, am I allowed to have goat's milk?
Hey, man, it's free country. You can drink whatever kind of milk you want.
Indeed.
Okay, how many quarts can you get me?
He's not providing the milk for you, sir.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. But goat's milk.
All right, thank you. Anyway, Augustus Invictus, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck with your campaign.
Likewise.
Fight the good fight. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'd like to put you on hold so Carmen can get your information, because we may put together, as it gets a little closer, we may actually have a ritual.
Sacrifice!
I would rather him sacrifice one of you two. I don't need both of you.
Why?
I don't need both of you.
Fight the goat.
Hold on, Augustus. There you go.
Sweet name, by the way. Augustus Invictus.
From now on, though, he's only allowed to talk to us in the accent when he comes.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. I wouldn't say it's like Bane, but it is definitely commanding when you talk.
Yeah, it's got some weird stuff.
What is Joey showing on County TV? They're feeding these little goats. I couldn't sacrifice one of those.
I don't think his name is Augustus. I think it's August Sol Invictus. Oh. Just so you know.
I'm sorry. I'm looking up at what Carmen wrote.
I don't think so. No, it's Augustus.
Is it?
I have from Daily.
This is Augustus Sol Invictus. This is, out of the story, whatever. And it translates to, it translates to... What was it?
Sun god?
Majestic unconquered sun.
Oh. Senator. Beautiful. Majestic unconquered sun.
Senator Majesty, please.
Yeah, you laughed now, but this is how the omen started.
You know how Ronald Reagan used Bruce Springsteen?
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA. I forget, somebody used some Fleetwood Mac and stuff. I actually
don't,
have...
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow, Bill Clinton.
I have a guess. This is a song that he's going to play.
Slayer?
It's a little Lamb of God.
Oh, even better.
I would have went with Iron Maiden.
Here, you want to hear his speech over top of it?
Please.
Hey, that would work out perfectly.
I pray you will listen to reason, free yourselves from the chains of fear, and prove yourselves the champions of liberty our country so desperately needs. The first topic to be discussed is my religion. I have been a pagan since I was 13 years of age, and I am proud of that fact.
That's freaking me out. All right, there you go for you people on the fence.
President Donald Trump, Senator Majestic Unconquered Son. Future of America, people.
We're going to get that guy on Herman Cain. Let those two talk.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.